Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Mike DeFabo, brought to you by WeatherSeal. Buy one, get one window, only $1 down with 7 years, zero interest. We welcome in Mike at this time. Mike, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How's good morning, Mike. First of all, how's mom? Everything good this week? She doing okay?
Hey, she's doing great. She's back to playing cards right now, probably winning some money from her friends. Big social life, and I think she's a fan of the trade, to be honest, the big Jeff Carter trade, because she's always somebody that likes net front presence. She likes bigger hockey players, so I think that she's a fan of what Ron Hextall went out and did.
Attaway, mom, that way to get it together. All right, what you saw from Jeff Carter, mom's opinion aside, although very valued here on the Fan Morning Show, you're the person who's paid by a publication to give you your opinions and your insights and in your thoughts. What you saw from Jeff Carter last night, is it just a case of getting his feet wet and he'll I thought he was spectacular considering the circumstances. Will he continue to get better, and was this a move that it should have designs on being pretty darn good for this hockey team?
Yeah, I don't want to get people way too excited about this move, but there was really a lot to like. You know, even from the moment that they made the trade, I thought that it was a good idea that they gave up what they did, because, you know, had they kind of just sat on their hands, not done anything, people would have been like, what are you doing? You're kind of wasting the Sidney Crosby Malkin window. You're wasting this team that played so well. So by giving up conditional mid-round picks, I thought that that was the right price. And then in terms of the player they got, you know, there's been so much talk leading up to the deadline about how they wanted to bring in a big physical forward. And, you know, you're starting to think, well, is that guy going to fit in Mike Sullivan's system? But what they were able to do is get, you know, some size and some grit without sacrificing speed at all. Even for a 36-year-old guy, what stuck out to me, one of the first things that stuck out to me, is that Jeff Carter can definitely still skate. And he was playing on a line with some pretty fast guys, with Jared McCann and Jason Zucker. And that line, I think, brought a lot of speed, and as a result, they had a lot of chances. So, I think that this is going to be a good fit for the Penguins. And they did not just ease him into this game. You know, versatility is one of the first things I think of when this trade came together, and you saw it last night. You know, he played center, but he also has the ability to play wing. He played both the penalty kill and the power play. So I feel like the Penguins need to go out and get a forward, and they got one. It's kind of like a malleable piece that they could fit into their lineup a lot of different ways, depending on who's healthy. So, I mean, it's just one game, but everything I saw, I think, was encouraging.
You know, Mike, the other, Carter obviously had huge adjustments just to, you know, slipping on a new sweater and playing a position that he's familiar with but hadn't played in a while. But Jason Zucker also had to make a move and play out of position on the right side. How do you think that he did?
I think he did well. I mean, it's something that he's done in the past. He's talked about how he did that in Minnesota. You know, Mike Sullivan will tell you that there's some advantages even to playing that offside. It's not there was a time when, you know, a lefty would never play the right side, but that's kind of changed a little bit. And to me, I guess I look not so much at which guy's playing which position on that line, but how do those three players complement each other? And as I mentioned previously, I do believe that their speed in particular, and that coupled with Jeff Carter's puck possession skills. Like, he's a guy at 6'4", hangs onto the puck, uses his big frame to protect it. I think that that's going to go really well alongside some of those other speedy guys.
Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us here. You can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, game. Let's say everyone's healthy. All right, game one of the playoffs. Who's your fourth line?
Oh, man. Well, first of all,
listen, you don't get paid to get softballs here, all right?
I hate answering these questions because these are the Pittsburgh Penguins we're talking about. They're never going to be fully healthy.
That's probably the best way to answer the question. That's a great way to answer it.
Yeah.
But because they never are healthy. But all right, who's on it? Well, Zahorna? Who's on your fourth line?
Okay, if everybody's fully healthy, then that means Geno's back. Mm-hmm. So your centers are going to be Crosby, Malkin, and then you have to decide. Bluger's probably going to be one of those guys. Do you want Carter to be the other center or what? And I think that would be pretty formidable. If you've got Crosby, Malkin, Carter as your top three, then the fourth line, ideally, if everyone's truly healthy, your fourth line is the Bluger line. And, the line that we saw last night is the second line moves down one. But now everyone's not going to be ever fully healthy, so I refuse to play this game.
My mom would have answered the question.
Yeah, I know. My mom would have got right to it. She would have put her bridge cards down. She would have said, I've got an answer for you. And she wouldn't have been a wiseacre like you.
Mike, what do you think the chances are we get our good friend John Taglianetti, assistant equipment manager, on the Zoom call today to talk about his heroics? That was how quickly he had to do all the stuff that he did. And that whole play from Sid giving up his stick to just, instead of going to the, he grabs another one. That was unbelievable. It happened in about, 5 or 6 seconds?
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, you probably, if you're the equipment guy, you're thinking your entire life. Like, when you're a little kid, you sit in the backyard and you count down, you're like 3, 2, 1, and you shoot the basketball and you swish it at the end. Like, in his dreams, I'm sure that Tags is sitting there like, he sees Sid and he's dreaming of Sid breaking his stick and giving him one to score a goal. So you almost never see it happen where a guy even gets a stick, and for it to happen on the fly so perfectly like that. And what I liked was, Mike Sullivan's a pretty serious guy. He takes wins and losses very seriously. He's extremely competitive. I've never seen Mike Sullivan smile like he did when he was talking about that play, especially after a loss. And he was joking, saying that Tags deserved to get that helmet that they pass around to in the locker room to, like, the player of the game. He said that had they won, he would have got that. So I thought it was a really cool moment, and it's nice to see, like, genuine enthusiasm from the team. And there's been a couple times like that. Like, when Radim Zahorna scored as well, the whole team is just thrilled for some guy that's a somewhat random role player. And in this case, it's a guy who's, an unsung guy who does a lot of the dirty work to help make things happen in the locker room. So to see the team thrilled for him in that way, it was pretty exciting to watch.
Mike DeFabo joining us here, brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repairs. Who's the best team in this in the East right now, do you believe?
The East Division, I think that the Islanders are going to be really difficult because you look at what they are. They had Anders Lee go down, their captain, and somehow they're like this machine that just keeps playing, where they've got a lot of depth and they play a systemic style of hockey that's very disciplined. Then they went out and they got Kyle Palmieri and Travis Zajac, and that's what I think could maybe push them over the edge, because the Islanders have been so good against all the other teams in the East, but somehow the Penguins had their number. And now I wonder how those two guys in that addition could reshape that matchup. You look around the East Division, I think all four of the best teams that are going to make the playoffs, I think they all improved in some way leading up to the deadline. So I think that no matter which way these standings work out in the regular season, I think that 1 through 4, these teams really, there's a lot of parity, and I could see a lot happening in terms of which teams win and which teams knock each other out in the postseason. It should be a lot of fun.
The guy, and he scored a goal last night, was Taylor Hall, Mike. And he was such a slug in Buffalo, and now all of a sudden he shows up in Boston on a good team, and it looks like he's interested again. And the guy's a former MVP. I mean, he could be maybe he's the wildest card of the guys that you talked about of the trade acquisitions.
Yeah, he's such a fascinating guy. As you mentioned, you go from being, Hart Trophy winner, recognized as the best player in the league, to, I believe, he had 2 goals this year in Buffalo before he was traded. And, what I think is going to be a big difference maker for him there is, obviously, in Boston, they've got that perfection line that can do so many different things and is going to take all those tough matchups. So Taylor Hall is going to have much better matchups playing on a second line. And then, the Bruins, they're a good team as well. You go from a team that's historically bad to a team that has a lot going for it. When they're playing good hockey, they do play a really defensive style of hockey. They've got good goaltending when they're healthy. They've got that great line. They've got good coaching. So you put a guy in a much better position to succeed, and you don't ask as much of him. At least from the outside, it looks like Taylor Hall's set up to have success. And if he fails here, then really he's going to have, I think, no excuse.
Last thing for you quickly. Jim's lovely wife, Linda, had a procedure yesterday, and they brought donut holes in for the people that she works with because she had the procedure at the place that she works. That being said, for you, and keep in mind we're sponsored by Dunkin', so don't be a wise guy. The merits of the donut hole, the munchkin, if you will, v. the traditional donut, Michael. This says your name written all over it. Go.
See, this almost is like the chicken nugget versus chicken wing debate, or like, you know, the boneless wing.
Uh-huh.
I'm for it. I think any opportunity that you have to eat a donut in any form or fashion, I think you got to take advantage of that. So I'm not going to come on here and bash munchkins. I think it's like a little appetizer for your donut. You know, like the calories that you're eating in munchkin form, donut hole form, those don't really count until you actually, you know, eat the physical full donut. So I'm all about it.
Well put. Tell mom hello. Give her our best. She's the best.
Bring her some munchkins.
Bring her some munchkins from Dunkin'. Yes. Thank you much, Mike.
Actually, she makes what she calls dog biscuits. That's another one of her specialties, a little donut thing. And Crispell's on Christmas, which are like delicious Italian donuts. You have to look those up.
Make pizzas as well?
Oh, yeah. She's all about the Pizzell. I mean, she does it all, really. I mean, like, let's be honest here. She's got a pretty...
Lady fingers? She make lady fingers?
Lady fingers, she does that, yep.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Well, Mama might have to make an appearance after this COVID situation in studio.
Honestly, you might have to. I'm telling you that she's better at this kind of stuff than me. She knows her sport. She really does.
All right.
You should get her on. Really.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. He's great. He's great. Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Check out his work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.